So our vision was to create a tool that would very easily integrate with all of the different data sources or all of the most common data sources, bring the data together, do what is called identity resolution, or see that, Michael is the same Michael on the website and on the CLM and so on. And then allow business professionals to do this very deep quantitative analysis or with machine learning and statistical modeling in order to get real insights.
Welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Just sit back, relax, and learn from the leaders of today. It's a journey. Each one is different, unique, inspiring. Let's get started.
20 Minute Leaders is a proud supporter of Make-A-Wish Israel and Tech to Peace, and is in proud collaboration with Secret Chord Ventures, J Ventures, Riverside FM, Fusion VC, Birthright Excel, J Impact, Leap, Google for Startups, and Hippo, and in media partnership with CTech.
Welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. I'm with Ariel Geifman today, co-founder and CRO of DealTail, the revenue science company. Ariel was the CEO of DealTail from founding until the acquisition by Vianai at the beginning of 2022. He is an avid entrepreneur and an expert in tech go-to-market. Ariel Geifman, welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Thank you so much for being with me today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Michael. How are you?
Doing very well now that we're speaking, because today I'm going to get to learn not just about your own entrepreneurial journey, which looks quite incredible, having been in so many different organizations in a variety of different positions involving entrepreneurial positions, consultancy positions, marketing positions. And so we're going to unpack a little bit about yourself and your journey and then dive into the world of revenue science, which I'm really excited to hear about how no-code or low-code solutions can help different organizations around the world with their revenue science and decision-making processes. Ariel, tell me a little bit about how your journey unfolded and how you found yourself in this world.
Sure. So, I was, I think I always had the entrepreneurial spirit all the way from childhood when I was the guy with the lemonade stand and later, always kind of dreaming to, start businesses and grow them. So I always had the urge to do something amazing. But I didn't start as an entrepreneur. I actually, started as a journalist. So in my military service, I went to Galin Tzahal, the Israeli military radio. And then, after I graduated from my bachelor's degree, I went to pursue an MBA at University of Virginia in the States. And I think there, like all Israelis, kind of in the same career path, I went to do the consulting gig. So I worked for a large consulting firm in the States, worked with large enterprise customers who, were looking for, a lot of quantitative advice around how to optimize the go-to-market, incentive compensation, a lot of very interesting projects. And I think that was a real eye-opener towards big business. And I came back to Israel, took me a little bit of time to, gather the courage needed to do my own thing. But after a few years, I started my own company. And then it was more of a consulting company where I consulted to a lot of different startups. And only after that, I actually had the opportunity to meet some amazing co-founders and start DealTail, which was my first product-centric company.
Tell me about DealTail revenue science. What is that about?
At DealTail, we actually As I worked and consulted to different organizations, I've noticed that there's kind of a theme while we always think that organizations are very data-driven, especially on the go-to-market side, the real truth is that, it's very, very challenging to actually do the analysis that you need in order to be successful. And there are a few challenges in the space. The first one is that the data is spread across different platforms, across different silos. So that's the website, and that's the CRM, and then the marketing automation, and then a lot of other tools or databases that organizations use. So the data is spread out. And then there's another gap, which is the skill gap, because the business professionals that are actually needing this analysis or wanting to do this analysis are not very skilled at writing SQL code. So it's very hard for them to actually bring the data and then unify it in a way that would allow them to get insights. And they're also not very familiar with, a lot of the data science techniques that are needed in order to get from, the raw data into insights. So our vision was to create a tool that would very easily integrate with all of the different data sources or all of the most common data sources, bring the data together, do what is called identity resolution, or see that, Michael is the same Michael on the website and on the CLM and so on. And then allow business professionals to do this very deep quantitative analysis or with machine learning and statistical modeling in order to get real insights. That was the vision. And and there were a few pillars that were key in order to realize it. The first one was no code. Again, we wanted to go to the business professionals, the people who, didn't know how to write code, or didn't have time, or didn't even want to learn. The second thing was to be able to, do it very, very quickly. So mm-hmm. In terms of our benchmarks, we wanted to be up and running within a day. If you're a little bit familiar with data projects, usually they take months, sometimes, 6 months to a year in order to get materialized. So we wanted to do it within a day. And the last thing is to actually remove the barrier to entry. So also allowing smaller organizations to do the same type of analysis that large organizations can do. So at the beginning, when you actually start a company, it's a real challenge because you want to create something that is truly revolutionary in the space. But then, it's basically four entrepreneurs, needing to create a tool that takes many hours and I would say many years of, work in order to create. And then you need to find some ways to move faster and create an MVP that would allow you to prove that there is a product market fit here.
What did you learn about the consumer behavior or the key insights that you've brought together as you were testing out DealTail in the first place?
So we learned a few things. We learned that companies, organizations, they have a real need for analytics, which is kind of gathering the data and being able to drive meaningful insights. Another thing that we learned about our consumers is that there's the challenge of maybe getting the data and doing the analysis and getting the insights. But then there's another whole new challenge of actually doing the change management in order to put these insights into work where, they champions or the people doing the analysis, then they need to go and spread the words and, make sure that, people are actually able to bring the insights and make them into business value.
And how do you follow through taking insights that you're bringing together through the integration of the data and your own algorithms? How do you then make that leap towards the business value that perhaps is more fine-tuned to businesses, or perhaps it's, or maybe it's not as fine-tuned as I think? I mean, well, how do you close that loop with the business value?
Great question. So I think the key here is simplicity. So maybe you're doing a very sophisticated analysis. Okay, for example, one of our attribution models uses a Markov chains in order to calculate the incremental value on marketing campaigns and touch points. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, we need to give it to our customer in a very simple and understandable way for them to be able to take it and share it across the organization and see how they can actually make it work for them.
Right. And so even that process of getting, what was the process that you had to go through to take a product that, you know, is kind of in the blue ocean? There's so many different things that it can do and you can look at. How do you, what steps did you do running the company that helped you both simplify, not necessarily the algorithm, the tech, but to simplify the user experience of the ones that are using it?
So I think as a small company, one of the most important thing was focus. So you need to, there are a lot of problems that we can solve, but you need to focus on the one or two that are most pressing to your customers, that they're willing to pay for, and that you can actually solve for them in a scalable manner with your limited resources. So there are two things in play here. First of all, you need to see that the problem that you're solving is actually a meaningful problem for your customer. But also on the other hand, it's a problem that you as the entrepreneur can actually solve within the resources that you have at hand. Otherwise, you run out of money before you actually solve any problems. And I think this process of getting more and more focused on the problems that actually matter was what allowed us to actually get a product to market that added, I think, tremendous value to our customers very, very fast.
Do you remember specifically what were some of those key features that you've identified as those meaningful problems that you were focusing on, and you knew that there were a lot of other things you could do, but you were focusing on those, and those are the ones mm-hmm. that got the stickiness?
Yes. So we realized that there were a few. So the first one was to actually identify the customer journey. So companies were very good at, identifying where customers came from, but they weren't very good at actually seeing the full customer journey, especially in cases where they had multiple touch points. So this was a real pain. And then the other pain was actually optimizing budgets. So these two were pains that we identified when we were talking to customers and when we were showing the product. And quickly we realized that we should be focusing our effort on delivering these solutions and doing it in a very very effective and very fast way.
And what's the connecting dot? Because those two things are also quite separate, naturally, right? What is sort of the connecting line between them?
So not necessarily. So when you have the customer journey, then you can apply algorithms in order to optimize it. So you can actually, when you know what the customer touched all the way to becoming a customer, you can actually say, okay, this touch point is important, another touch point is less important. So you can actually calculate things like ROI and allow the customer to optimize budgets based on where every dollar works the hardest.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Tell me a little bit about your own perspective as an entrepreneur. What did you learn about yourself throughout this journey?
So I learned that Another few things. So first of all, I think that, kind of on the personal side, I really like it. It allows you to do a lot of very interesting things. Creation of a new idea and bringing it to life, bringing it to market. I think there's something that I really like about it. This is something that, has been a lot of fun, kind of seeing, it's like a baby, seeing it from the moment that you initially conceive it all the way to, growing up as a company, bringing more people to your vision, customers, investors, stakeholders, convincing them. I think there's something that, really allows you to shine as person through this process. I think there's also kind of in a way that where I see making an impact, I think that entrepreneurship allows me to really take my core skills, which is innovation and creative thinking, and put it to play in a very impactful way in order to bring something that is new and innovative and solves people's problems.
Are there something that really surprised you about this about this process that you've gone through? Things that you thought of one thing and all of a sudden you're facing this entrepreneurial journey and you realize that there's something that's dramatically different than what you were expecting yourself?
You've probably heard it before. Entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. So one day you're on top, the other day, you're having the worst day of your life. So it's always, you kind of expect it, but when you're on the roller coaster, it's always hard. As an entrepreneur, you have, the role of actually, it's myself and my co-founders, doing the impossible. So, bringing a product to market, with very little budget, without the ability to, get top talent, without any proof. Customers are asking, who the hell are you? Why should we trust you? Why should we even, let you touch our data? Employees, are questioning whether you're going to be there tomorrow. So you have to overcome so many challenges on a daily basis, sometimes I'm asking myself whether, you can actually make it. But I think this ability to, get to these challenges one by one, solve them, and, move the company forward, I think that's what differentiates good entrepreneurs with the ones that eventually give up.
I love it. And so just following and closing the loop on sort of the reflective piece of the interview, looking back, going on the next journey, let's say you start another company, or if you were to go back and talk to yourself as you were starting it out, what are some key ideas that you would hold really close? They can be very specific, they can be more generic or mindset related, but what are things that really you would keep close to your heart?
So, before you actually launch, I think preparation is key. So you have to be focused, and I think you need to be dedicating as many hours as you can to doing research. I think people have the perception of, you can change things as you go, but it's much better to actually have kind of the right, or at least do enough research in order to have pretty much what you want to do when you start. I think that dedicating the time in order to do the research and doing it in a very thorough way, going out there, speaking to customers, doing mockups, and understanding that what you're about to deliver actually delivers value would save you so much time and frustration later on that you're going to appreciate every hour that you've spent on it and every dollar that you've spent on it. And I think that before you actually, you know, launch, before you start the race or go on the roller coaster, it's better to come prepared. And I think this is my biggest advice.
Ariel, thank you so much. This was a very enjoyable conversation, both talking about deal tail and revenue science, but also about your own personal journey and what brought you to deal tail and the ways that you're looking now at the journey that you've been going through. And so I very much appreciate your time and your energy bringing here. Best of luck with everything else that you're part of. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michael.